Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. I am the candle glowing there, sparkling light into the eyes of the eager children, preparing to go to sleep and have beautiful dreams about all the wonderful things that they have thought about this grand and beautiful day. I was talking to Freddie, and Freddie is a nice guy, and Freddie is 5 years old, and Freddie has a sister, Maria, and she is 6, and Freddie has another brother, Teddy, he is 7, and Freddie has another sister, Marcia, and she is 8, and they all do things together, but Freddie is the instigator. Freddie is the young one, and Freddie is the one who says, "Let's go do." Well, one day, Freddie came home, and when he came home, he had a dog with him. And his mother said, "Oh, Freddie, who's going to take care of that dog? He's going to need feeding, and he's going to need brushing. He's going to need somebody to take care of. Who's going to take care of that dog?" And Freddie said, "Mom, you know I'm dependable. I'll take care of him." "Well, Freddie, if you say so, I believe you." So Freddie brought the dog into the house. And it was a very powerful little bulldog. And he wasn't really so little. He was like almost full grown, maybe a year and a half old. Fantastic dog. And he came in the house, and everybody was sitting around the living room and watching, and Freddie says, "This is my dog, and his name is Candu, and he is a fabulous dog." Oh, everyone gasped, "What? What? He doesn't have any four legs. He's only got 2 hind legs. How can he get around? How can he walk? How can he live? How can he do anything?" And Freddie stood up proudly and said, "Candu, come here." And Candu got up on his hind legs and walked over to where the rest of the group was, balancing himself perfectly. And Freddie says, "Well, my dog is special. Candu can do anything." And the rest of the family looked at Candu and said, "Wow, what a silly dog. Oh, what a silly, 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 silly dog." And Freddie said, "Now, if you are laughing with Candu, that's good. But if you're laughing at Candu, that's not good. Because Candu is the way he is. He has no front paws. But how can he do things? Well, I saw Candu out in the park. And I saw him there 4 days in a row. And nobody was there to take care of him. And he's all by himself. And he slept under the park bench. And I noticed that. I noticed that. Every time we went to the park, I saw him there. Well, the park is only half a block from our house here. And so the other night, I went over to the park bench, and I saw him, and I said, 'Puppy, who is your master? Where do you live?' And the puppy looked up at me and sort of big, sad eyes, saying, 'I have no master. I have no home.' And I recognized it, and I said, 'Candu, you mind if I call you Candu?' 'Oh, yes, that's a lovely name. Well, Candu, how can you live out here when there's no food and it's cold out here at night and you're living under the park bench here and there's slots up above and if it rains, you get all wet?' Well, it's not the best thing in the world, but Freddie, I knew that you were going to be coming along soon."
"What do you mean you knew I was coming along soon?"
"Well, I did. I knew you were coming along soon because I said in my heart, I want a young boy to take care of me who will love me just the way I am and not even notice that I'm missing 2 feet.
You're not only missing 2 feet, you're missing 2 legs, too.
Come on now, Freddy. Stop picking on me.
I'm not picking on you.
I'm just saying the truth. And this is what the world says about you. You're missing your 2 front legs.
Well, that's right.
But you see, I've got my back legs and I got the rest of me and I'm just fine.
Well, what happened? How'd you get to miss your 2 front legs?
Well, I'm not really sure. But I got knocked down. And then the next thing I knew, I was in the veterinarian's office and they had trimmed up my legs where they had been cut off by something, and that's it. And somebody had paid to have the veterinarians work on me, and when they were done, the veterinarians took me outside and let me go. And I had no home, I had no place to go, and nothing. The veterinarians did that to you?
Of course.
I created them doing that. If I hadn't had them let me go, you wouldn't have found me here in the park, would you, Freddy?
Well, no. That's right, Candu. I wouldn't have found you.
Well, Freddy, let's go home. I'm hungry.
Okay, Candu. Can I carry you?
Freddy, I will walk on my hind feet just fine by myself. You can carry me any time you like, but I can walk okay, too. Just remember that. I'm not a cripple. I'm not a problem. I can get along just fine. Just need a little help now and then with eating and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, Freddy took Candu home and showed him to his family. And his family were utterly amazed. And so, they said, "Well, Freddy, why do you want a crippled dog?" And Freddy said, "Candu and I have talked about that. He's not crippled. Candu has 2 missing legs, but he's not crippled. He is perfectly able to do everything he wants to do, and perhaps even more than some animals that have all their legs, or some people who have all their legs. Yeah, 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 yeah. But Freddy, who's going to take care of him? Mum, I told you I'm going to take care of him. I told you, if I got a dog, I will take care of him, and you can depend on that."
"Okay, Freddy, okay."
Well, his brothers and sisters couldn't wait to get over and meet Candu. And the sisters wrapped their arms around him and wrapped him in a blanket and gave him all sorts of good things. And Candu just sort of lapped it up. And Freddy set out a bowl of water for him and set out a bowl of cereal for him with milk on it and honey on it and all sorts of good things and even put nuts in it and everything. Well, Candu ate that with lust. He said to Freddy, "Freddy, this is great. I never had dog food like this before." And as though Freddy's mother had heard what Candu said, she spoke up and she said, "Now, Freddy, that will not do for his dog food. We'll have to get the proper dog food for him."
"But, Mom, he likes this."
"That's okay. We know what's best for him. We know that dog food has all the things in it that Candu needs to continue being healthy and a good dog."
"Okay, Mom."
So the next day, Freddy went to the store with Candu, and the merchants in the store let Candu walk right into the store with his 2 legs. In fact, they held the door open and said, "Wow, what a dog! What a super dog!" And Freddy bought some cans of dog food and some canned dog food and some dry dog food and some dog biscuits and a dog harness and a dog collar and a dog leash and all sorts of good things. And Freddy bought a dog bed just for Candu, because Freddy had been saving up money, all his allowances. He never spent on anything because he never had anything he really wanted. But now, with Candu, he could do everything. And the weeks went by, and Candu became a legend in his own community,
and everyone saw this dog that could walk on his hind feet and that could almost talk. And Freddy knew that he not only almost could talk, but he could talk. And Freddy would translate to the people all of the thoughts that Can-Do had in his mind. And Can-Do became quite popular, and they wanted to make him famous, and they wanted to do things, and Freddy said, "No way. This is my dog, he is my pet, and I will take care of him. If somebody comes along and can prove that he is Can-Do's owner, that's one thing. But I don't think anyone's going to come along, because nobody cared about Can-Do when he was all by himself. But I care about Can-Do, because I like me, and I like all of my creation, and Can-Do is my creation. And so Can-Do now lives in my house." And Freddy's brothers and sisters said, "Well, he's our dog too." And Freddy said, "Of course, he belongs to the family. Can-Do belongs to the world, but he lives in our house." And Freddy's father spoke up and said, "Freddy, you do the darndest things, and they always come up roses. Freddy, you're fantastic. I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you." And his dad came over and gave Freddy a big hug and a big kiss. And Freddy says, "Thanks, Dad." And then it was time to go to bed. And Freddy's mother came up and said, "Freddy, time to go to bed now." So Freddy had Can-Do's bed right next to his bed. And Freddy climbed into his bed and said, "Mom, Mr. Candle's here. See him sitting there?" And Freddy's mom already knew all about Mr. Candle. She said, "Yes, hi, Mr. Candle. How are you tonight?" And Freddy says, "He said, fine, fine, fine. You got to learn to listen to dogs and Mr. Candles and things like that, because they all speak, Mama." "Okay, Freddy. Now, you have nice dreams. Hey, Mom, there comes Mr. Sandman. I see him coming. He's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over us, and we're going to have happy, happy, happy dreams. Mom, you going to go to bed now, too?" "No, no, I'll see you later." "Good night, Freddy. Good night, Can-Do. I love you both. I love you all. I love my world." Boys and girls, it's time for me to scoot along now. It's Mr. Candle. And I'll be back to visit you another night. So until I see you another day, just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.